Again, we've invited you in the spirit of building leftist unity, strength, and power. And thank you for being with me. Thank you for joining me and being willing to share your story and some...
Thank you for having me.
Some personal tips, et cetera, along the way. And then we got the questionnaire, the leftist inquisition, and everyone loves that. So, all right. Anna, I love to start with, you know, just how we know each other. And I think it's just because you're a streamer and I'm a streamer and we've seen each other and you're awesome. And you hit partner recently. Congratulations. Way to go. We're all so proud of you. Some of us are a little bit jealous, but mostly proud.
You will definitely get there. Like, honestly, I think you're going to get there within a month or so.
Whoa. Is this like some like psychic shit that you do? What is this? Is this a new thing on your channel?
I feel it. I'm just, you know, I feel it in the vibes. I'm just spirits and everything.
How can I feel what you feel, Anna? Because I'm currently not feeling it.
I see. So what you do is you just manifest, dude.
Mm.
Okay, I'm trolling. I don't know anything about manifesting.
I was going to be like, how do I manifest harder?
I'll give you good vibes.
I spent all my energy
chat
just
has
like
to give you good vibes.
Making a beard. It just goes all into the beard.
The beard alone.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to get you the partner.
Okay. I hope so. I need something. Mm-hmm. I need something. All right, Anna. Well, my gosh, thank you again for being with me. Why don't you go ahead and intro yourself, your name, your pronouns, what you do, where people can find you.
Hello, everybody. I am Anna the Nugget. I am Anna the Nuggets on Twitch. Mm-hmm. I do reacts, commentary, politics from a leftist perspective. And we chat, we vibe, we play games, and it's a good time. We learn together.
That sounds like a lot of fun. It does. And that's why I like to hang out in your channel. It's a good one. You got a good vibe. A good vibe. It's chill as fuck. You're a based like young streamer and you're just really genuinely nice. Is that weird to say? Like you're wholesome as fuck,
I
dude.
Try
you're
to.
So wholesome. I love it. That's my vibe and you're biting on my vibe. So, all right, go on. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I could say the same about your vibe. Just very chill, wholesome, genuine time. I try to make like a space that, you know, people just feel comfortable in with, learning together. And it's okay to, you know, make mistakes because there's so much to learn. You know, I'm like pretty new to politics, like a baby leftist, if you would. So a lot of the times, even I say things that are wrong or I didn't know. And, you know, chat like teaches me and like it's like a good safe space. That's what I try to create.
I don't get it. Anna, why don't you just like yell at chat like everyone else does? Why don't you just like alpha that shit? Like, fuck you, dude. I know more than you, man.
Debate, bro. Okay. I'm getting there. Sometimes we have some debate sessions.
Yeah.
And then I just scream.
Really?
It's kind of a wild time.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious? Have I missed these streams?
You had to be there, you know? And ironically,
all right, I had to be there and I wasn't. Okay. Seriously, like I would love to see Anna debate, bro. This would be maybe one of my favorite things. Okay. Well, why don't we talk a little bit more about what you do on your channel, Anna? This is the Where Are They Now portion of the show. Your current projects, be them professional or leftist related. Again, we could talk more about what you talk about on your show. Like, what do you love to get into? What do you love to dig into?
So usually, okay, sorry. My screen is all messed up. Just realized.
It's okay.
Wait. Oh. Honestly,
who's the boomer now?
Take turns booming. Okay.
I am technically 25% boomer.
It's all good now.
Yep.
I have no excuse to be a boomer, but okay. On my stream, we talk about news. We talk about what's going on in the world. We learn history. We talk about life. We really sometimes I give chat advice or I try my best. It's not very helpful, but, you know, I do my best. We have therapy sessions and, yeah, we kind of just do it all on my stream. I guess we just kind of, whatever I'm feeling.
That's fun. Just a go with the flow vibe. You don't show up each day with like an agenda full of things. You just show up. We're like, let's hang out, right?
Yeah.
I love
that. We just watch mainly just React content of all kinds.
Okay. Dude, how long you been streaming, by the way? I don't know this.
I started streaming December 20th or so, I think. It was like the last day before winter.
Way to go.
It's been a wild time. I think what really helped me in the beginning was that I streamed every single day. Like,
yeah.
I don't think I missed a single day for like the first 2 months. And also like denims really helped.
Okay. Like raids? Stuff like
that? I think we also did like a IRL co-stream and that like helped a lot. Because before that, I had absolutely nobody in my chat. It was just trolls for the first week.
That fucking sucks. Sorry, dude. All right. Well, that's cool. That's cool. And of course, folks who are here with me, please make sure you're following Anna the Nugget here on Twitch. Anna, you got a great stream. It's so fun to get to hang out with you there. And I don't know. What do you know? What do you say? Do you want to talk a little bit about some hobbies that you have? What do you do during your free time, Anna? Help us get to know you.
Honestly, okay. Pre-COVID,
yeah.
I did do. This is a good one. I would say that I like to sing, but you're kind of like a singing pro. So I just sing for fun. Right? I'm not a pro or anything like Dan. But no. Yeah, I really like music. I like fitness and stuff and
cool.
Yeah, I just like learning about life, all that type of stuff. I watch a lot of streams and Netflix and stuff too.
Cool. Like TVs, movies, stuff.
Yeah.
I love a good TV show. I'm surprised how much TV I still watch these days. Even though I get like a little bored, because it's so passive, you know, compared to streams, you get to chat with the person. So much better.
Now it's like, wait, when did you start getting into like live streams, by the way, or watching live streams?
Well, back in my day, we only had dead streams, and that might be new to you in your chat. Live streams, like literally, I actually started on Periscope, which is, I think, still a thing. They said they were going to shut it down, but they didn't. And it was.
I think actually, I've heard of it.
Yeah. Yeah. You get on like in front of your phone and you're like, Mabo. Yeah. And it's dumb. And I actually did interviews, lots of other interviews. But I would ask people like, hey, why do you believe in ghosts? Or like, why do you believe in God? Or like stuff like that. I don't know.
Oh, so it was just like the type of interview where it was just hanging out?
It was actually like really Socratic. This is more like hanging out.
Socratic?
This is fun. Like, yeah. Yeah, like, hey.
Talking about.
Yeah, it would be like, what's something you believe? Why do you believe it? How did you reach that belief? Like, explain that process.
Wait, that sounds hella interesting. Was Periscope really large at that time? Like, as big as Twitch is now?
I don't think so. I don't know, though. I don't know the numbers. I doubt it.
Yeah. Live streaming became really, really huge during quarantine because everyone just has parasocial relationships now, basically.
I mean, you started during quarantine, as did I.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been a crazy time.
What a ride. What a crazy journey. All right. So, Anna, this brings us to the next portion of the interview. It's called Leftward Bound. All right. So this is like a discussion, a chat about your pathway towards leftism or left adjacentism. You don't have to define your ideology or politics, Anna, if you don't want to. You're encouraged if you feel comfortable to, though. However, how about we start there and just see where that goes?
Okay, so I usually just say that I at least I call myself a dem soc, but yeah. I'm okay anywhere between a soc dem and a dem soc. So okay. I feel like I argue for socialist.
That is like a line to be right in there, right? Yeah.
But I kind of like, I kind of.
That's a good brand, Anna. I wish I thought of that first. Sorry. Sorry to interrupt. I'm sorry.
I feel like I don't know enough entirely about socialism. So sometimes I like act like a sock dem sometimes. I don't know. So I just do whatever. I'm still learning about socialism, basically. I'm still being bread pilled. Almost there.
For what it's worth, I don't do bread tube. I do beard tube.
Wait, that sounds basic.
You just switch a couple letters around. Yeah, it's the same pretty much.
I might have to get into that. You know what I mean? But I like bread. So.
I'm not going to like kink shame. Some people might like the beard on Anna, right?
I could try to grow one. I don't know. I might appear tomorrow with like a full-on beard. You never know. I'm here to give the people what they want, if you will.
Maybe you can make that a channel point reward, like a VTube beard on Anna. Just flowing locks. All right.
I will buy a beard. I will come on looking like I will do an Idan Simpson costume. I will just do interviews all day.
It's a lot of fun, actually, I suggest. I get to meet a lot of people, get to know folks. And Anna, I always like to mention here that we're planting seeds, you know. We're not going to save the world with a podcast. Well, maybe not with that attitude. But I like to think, you know, good things will take some time. And I hope that we'll be chatting about things today, sort of keeping in mind that we'd like to return and keep talking about these things that really matter to us, go a little bit more in depth down the road. So that's sort of the idea. We're planting seeds, Anna. Plant seeds. So far, good stuff. I like it too. Okay. Yeah. What else? Along your leftward bound journey, aspects maybe of politics or, I don't know, leftist theory, thinking, anything about history. We could be talking maybe about your personal experiences, others' experiences. Anna, like what helped pull your mind and your heart to the left?
Honestly, I've always grown up being on the left. Like, of course, I used to be a lib. I was actually a very, very hard lib before. Like, I wanted to be a business owner. It's like all the things that you were taught, like capitalism is the best, etc. It's the only system that works. And so it's been quite a time deprogramming that, relearning, figuring out, you know, like trying to like basically sort out what I've learned, what is the truth and what was propaganda. And like, you know, there's just a lot to learn basically. And what has really helped this journey is definitely this community, like streaming, talking to people, talking to more people, diversifying kind of the media I was consuming. And yeah.
I agree. I'm sorry. I cut to you like right as you finished there. I agree so much. You know, there's so much to be said about people who are like eternally online, but there's also so much goodness to find. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes the left is pretty aggressive. I would say I never was a really big Twitter user. Hmm. But man, is Twitter a rough place on the left? I feel like every single time I go on there, there's something going on. But yeah, there's that part of the left. But like most of the left, very wholesome group of people, like supportive, all learning, very like just activism, just open-minded. I really like the left, even if we can be toxic sometimes.
What else? Anything else in mind before we depart this category, your leftward bound category? Anything else you want to point to that helped pull your heart or pull your mind to the left? Anything that sticks out to you? You can say no.
I think I pretty much hit it all. It's just the community is my favorite part about it. And
Do you mind? No, that's fine. Let's leave it right there. Let's continue. We can save some time for later. For later in the interview, see what's grinding your gears. Okay, so Anna, this brings us to hashtag be best.
And,
yeah, if you had the chance to go back in time or something like that, or if you had the chance to share wisdom to people who are on a similar path as yourself, be it your life path, be it career or anything else that you're doing, or just leftism in general, what might you share?
Okay, I would say don't let... I don't know, this is pretty cliche, but just basically don't let your fear of being, you know, like judged stop you from doing what you want to do. I feel like a lot of people, they're afraid of doing things, whether it be like streaming or it's kind of putting themselves out there because they're afraid of what people would say about them, but like what strangers would say about them. But I just, you know, that just stops you from doing so much in life. So I always try to like put myself out there in situations where, you know, I know it's hard, but when you continuously like put yourself out there, you kind of get used to it. And really, it really doesn't matter. No matter what you say, someone's going to hate you. Someone's going to love you. You can't please everybody. So you might as well say what you want to say and do it and do what you think. Do what you really want to do, basically.
That's good shit, Anna. Excellent advice. I think that I'm listening to it and going, like, yes, like, embrace this advice. I could do a better job. Anna, thank you for your therapy. What do I owe you?
Yeah, I'm just a therapist over here. This is a free session for you, Dan.
I thought you, you mentioned it. You do that. I appreciate it.
Honestly, this feels like therapy. I'm just like, you know, putting it all out there. Mutual therapy over here.
I mean, you could pay. Are you talking about I'm giving you therapy? You could pay me if you want.
But it's mutual therapy. So if I pay you and you pay me, it kind of cancels out, right?
Mutual therapy. Yeah, I think it cancels out. That's fair. Mutual therapy.
I think mutual therapy is a friendship.
Yeah.
That's what they're called.
You know what I think was missing from the past week or so? Mutual therapy with Dr. Richard Wolf and Destiny. They should have had just a nice little hug at the end. Just, I think every debate should start with, say something nice about the other person.
Yeah, I think so too. And like end it off with also say something nice to each other. You know what the thing is though? A lot of debate a lot of leftists who have kind of problems online, a lot of the times they find out they actually have a lot more in common when they talk to each other in real life or they talk to each other off camera. Like, you know what I'm talking about? The spectacle
it's sort of like the dogs barking on the opposite side of the fence, but then the fence opens and then they're totally fine.
It's like how do I explain? The only like kind of example-ish that I have is like Vash and like Hakeem, you know, they were like going back and forth really hard on each other. And then when they like did that interview, they kind of found out that they had a lot in common or like they agreed upon a lot, right? I don't know. Like that kind of thing.
To be honest, I'm not aware of that one. I'm not aware of that, that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that was quite a long time ago.
Oh, okay. I'm only vaguely aware of Haikyuu. I did see Vosh and Destiny. Was that one? Yeah, it was terrible. No.
I kind of saw that one too.
Yeah, it was like maybe a month ago. Oh, it's just embarrassing.
Yeah.
It just hurt to watch.
Was it that bad? Cringe. Oh, shit. I was asleep during that time.
Vosh and Mike from PA. I'm sorry.
Oh, that.
Redacted.
I did watch that one. Yeah, that was kind of a train wreck.
Oh, my God. It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Okay, that conversation exacerbated the feud. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, that didn't help.
It was the worst thing in the world. Okay. Anna, let's get back on track. Any other advice you might imagine giving anyone? We do have time for streamer tips later.
I would say don't.
Don't.
Advice? I would say try to approach people with, more understanding. You know what I mean? Like, the purity testing is pretty bad on the left. I think people, like, don't ever... Some people just don't give conservatives or, like, Republicans at their time of day, like, or don't even try to reach out to them or understand why they think how they think. Like, I understand if they're way far gone, but most Republicans, they've just been, it's just because they were, like, kind of raised in that environment. So it's like, it's pretty unproductive to, like, just completely dismiss them off the bat. So I would say, don't approach it like that.
You try to have productive conversations with conservatives and Republicans? Like, when they pop in your, like, channel?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. not all the time.
Sometimes it's hard. You know, some of them are just way too gone. Okay, there's, like, a line.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. Sometimes it's like, like, we don't share reality, so, like, we can't even meet in the middle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shared anything. There's nowhere to meet in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, smart. Yeah. So try to get rid of your fear of judgment of other people and approach conversations with those you disagree with ideologically with understanding instead of bringing that prior judgment with you. Yeah. Look at that. It's all about judgment. Hey. I just noticed that. Beautiful. Okay. Now, Anna, we get to move on to the leftist inquisition. That's right, the questionnaire. Everyone loves it. No one hates it. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You can pass or skip any question. I won't take it personally. I will just hate you and your personality.
All right, I'm ready.
No, you can skip. Honestly, it doesn't mean anything. All right, Anna, do you have a favorite word or just one you can say?
Oh God, that is so hard. Oh God, I don't know. I do like elephants, so I'll just say elephant.
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 Elephant. Do you have a least favorite word?
Nah, I don't discriminate words.
Nice. Except.
Wait, okay, my least favorite word, I will say... Nazi, probably my least favorite. Just very bad.
Yeah.
Gives me bad vibes. Very bad all around.
I think it's fair that Nazis give me bad vibes. Okay. Next, do you have a favorite drug, a favorite vice, maybe a guilty pleasure, or you could name one of each?
Like a guilty pleasure. You know what? I gotta do my repenting. I do like reality TV. It's kind of it's fun to watch brain rot sometimes.
Brain rot. What do you like watching these days?
I really liked Love Island.
Yes, I did too.
Real Housewives.
It was terrible.
Vanderpump Rules. 90 Day Fiance. I mean, I went through a phase.
What was that last one?
Reality TV. 90 Days? 90 Day Fiance?
No, not ringing a bell. What's that one like?
You learn a lot about that one. It's about, you know, when you people go on the K-1 visa to get married, like the fiance visa, and they basically, this show documents the 90 days before their marriage, whether they're going to make it to marriage or not. And it's wild. Like, I do not know where they find these people, but it's absolutely insane. It's a crazy brand. I love it.
I don't like that kind of TV. It doesn't do it for my partner. Fucking loves it. She loves it, dude. I'm gonna ask her about 90 Day Fiance and see, and maybe we could watch it together and like laugh about it. Okay, Anna, it's not about me. It's about you. I'm sorry. It's not about me. The next question is: a sound or noise? Is there one that you love?
I like the sound of I don't know, like a Ariana Grande's voice.
Yeah. Well, she's got like a lot of, she's got like range, you know, for like a,
yeah, she has like a really,
for like a little gnome sized, like little one.
I know, it's so powerful.
Like it comes out of it. You're like, whoa, she's got pipes on pipes.
Yeah. It's wows me every time. Also like jazz. Cool. Yeah. Instruments. That's cool stuff too, to listen to.
Do you have any favorite kind of jazz? Yes.
Usually we listen to like, you know, that kind of the kind of like chill jazz that you hear at a fancy restaurant. I don't know what kind of jazz that is. Just really chill.
Yeah, cool jazz.
Yeah, it just feels like you're in Paris.
Okay.
Elevator music jazz.
Just blends nicely into the background. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Okay. Oh, no. Do you have a sound or noise that you hate?
Yeah, I really do not like nails on a chalkboard. That's a pretty normal one, I feel like.
No, really don't like that.
That's the only one I actually cringe at.
Yeah.
I don't even cringe when, like, at chewing noises. Like, I think those are fine. I think the word moist is fine. But something about nails on a chalkboard, just I cannot stand. Or like styrofoam also.
I've heard these two a lot. I didn't know people didn't like styrofoam really hits people. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is either. I don't know.
I think maybe some of my ear waves have been destroyed and I don't hear it anymore. Like the styrofoam doesn't hit me like other people do with others.
That's like a superpower, I'm not gonna lie. Because like if I were unironically, someone can scare me away with just nails on a styrofoam. That's just so weak.
All right. Moving along here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anna, I don't think you were raised in either France or Wisconsin. So you get one answer. Only one answer to this question, unless you break the rules, in which case I have no recourse. What is your favorite cheese?
Sharp cheddar.
Sharp cheddar. Sharp cheddar.
Yeah.
It's a...
Definitely. Yeah. Okay, you don't like it.
No, I was just trying to give you a moment. No, sharp cheddar is great. It does. It goes on everything. It's like it goes everywhere. Like where doesn't it go?
Are you sure?
I just wanted to give you a moment. I thought you maybe were going to say a thing, and I'm trying not to jump out all over you, and I'm doing a bad job during this interview. Note to
making sure that just giving me some time to maybe choose a better option. Well, I do like cream cheese. I don't know if that's cheese though.
Yeah, it's like cheese that's creamed.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know what cheese it comes from, but
it's I don't a good care. One. I don't know. I don't want to know. I think I'll enjoy it less.
Exactly. Right. That's what happened to me with mayo. So just rather not know the ingredients.
Mayo's going to get you.
Mm-hmm. Don't search up the ingredients if you like mayo.
Mm-mm. All right. Okay, so we're here now at the reincarnation question. Anna, if at the end of your life you came back as a plant or some other non-human animal, and you, I don't know, maybe you could choose, what would it be?
I'd like to be a, I'd honestly like to be a butterfly. That was the first thing that came to my mind. But I just, they can fly. They kind of scare people. I don't know if you're scared of butterflies. I'm scared of butterflies.
I'm a little startled. So I'm like, they're,
yeah, they're like flapping pages. I don't know. Something about them is just so eerie. Like, why is it doing that? But they're kind of scared. And they get to be a caterpillar also. So they kind of like have that glow up. So they get best of both worlds. They can fly. They can not. They didn't. Couldn't fly, then they now they can fly. They're pretty, they scare people, so people just kind of make a way for them. And people who aren't scared of them, they are in awe of butterflies, so they would never kill a butterfly. They just kind of have the best life.
Points for originality there, Anna. No one said a butterfly yet on the show. I think I'm like 50 episodes deep here. No one said butterfly. Well done. Well done.
Yeah, they can't eat me either. I've never seen butterfly snacks. I'm sure there are some, you know, now that I'm thinking about it.
Anna, next question. All right, so let's say you went to heaven at the end of your life, and there's God at the pearly gates. What would you like to hear God say?
I would like God to say, I'm a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all. Then I'll go in. That's it.
That's it. Again, points for originality. Have you been watching the show, studying? Well done. All right.
I haven't had time to. I've been meaning to. I watched a bit of someone's yesterday.
Yeah. Great.
Only a little.
Yeah. How about an influential leftist, Anna, that you would love to meet? You could define leftist any way you like.
I would like to meet okay, my favorite. I've already met Denims. I would probably have to say like Hassan. I literally don't know. I haven't thought about this. One.
Love it. Okay. Now.
Someone said Biden in chat. Oh my God.
They're fired. Banned. Yep. Goodbye. Jokes aside. Let's say, Anna, you had a chance to meet them and you could have a hypothetical conversation with Hassan, or if you could choose someone else in your mind. And I don't know. You told them about what you told me today about your life. Maybe you asked them a specific question about something specific, or you had some other kind of conversation. I don't know. What would they say?
What would they say, or what would I say? Honestly, I don't know. Maybe I'd just ask about his life. Okay, to be honest, I don't know why I said Hassan. I don't know enough about him. I stream at the same time as him, so I just had to choose somebody, right? So I would have to, there's a lot to get to know. I don't know much. Wait, that's a good one. But I can't, like, talk about that. I mean, I'd, like, maybe notice it, but I wouldn't bring it up to him until maybe, like, an hour in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know the boundaries of each hour.
Yeah. Okay. Would you ask him anything specific?
I would ask, what... Dude, okay, I would ask what got him into leftism, but I'm pretty sure he already talked about that, and I just haven't, like, heard, just haven't watched that video of his yet.
He should be on my show. so we could explain.
True. Yeah. True. I will actually let him know later today. I will. Yeah.
You don't.
I'll ask. I'll just redirect him to you. I'll just hit him
That's
up.
That's nice. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Teamwork, I guess. Yeah. Wait, I thought you wanted to meet him. Okay.
I'm confused.
No,
we're all just ghosted.
Yo, I think we got one more question for you here. Do you have a favorite leftist book or author? I have another question.
I've only read some of, honestly, I haven't really read that much theory yet. I'm not going to lie. The only one I've read is like Wolf's books.
It's communism.
Communism. Yeah, I haven't read the Communist Manifesto all of that stuff.
I don't read either. I became a leftist through movies. Yeah, on YouTube.
Yeah, same. Same. I literally, the only theory I read is debate pros and YouTube videos, RedTube videos.
Look at that. Okay. Then that brings us, I believe, to our last question, Anna the Nugget. Wow. I don't often get to ask a partnered streamer this question. Anna the Nugget, you've done such a great job, and I'm sure you watch streams. Of course, you stream yourself. What streamer tips or advice do you have for beginners or veterans? Anyone?
I would just say, like, stay consistent. Try to reach out to comrades. Like, what you're doing is amazing. And yeah, try to just try to find a community and get to know people, make friends, be consistent. Yeah, that's about it. What would you say is your advice? Because you have like an amazing setup. I don't know how you do all this.
Well, that was my thing. Like, I just sort of leaned into what I felt I was good at, because some people got the big brain. Some people got the hot tub. And I'm not mad at
hot tub streams.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, like, I got to lean into what I'm good at. And I was like, oh, I'm sort of good at this and I'm having fun at it. I like to do the fun things with the stream. But, you know, try to cultivate sort of a chill space where people can hang out, and there's a lot that goes into that. And it's getting the responsibilities are growing every day.
Yeah. Do you think, what is like your most important, what kind of things do you prioritize in your channel? Is it like creating a sense of like a tight community, or do you prioritize learning, safe environment?
I think those things go into it. And of course it got room to grow, and it's definitely a journey. But you know, trying to foster sort of just a generally big tent leftist community where people can hang out throughout the day and get to know each other and sort of explore with me as I'm also a new leftist and try to figure things out and, you know, stumble along the way and try to learn from it. And it's sort of the idea.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wait, you're a new leftist also.
Yeah.
Can I ask, like, when did you get into leftism, or and how?
Absolutely. And that brings us to the last last of the leftist inquisition, which is your questions. And I'm happy to take any of them. Well, you know, Bernie Sanders was with him 2016, 2020. Saw what happened there. I was convinced along the way of a couple of different things, namely that capitalism was one of are the biggest problems that we're facing. It particularly preys on the most vulnerable in our society, and we can choose to fix these things, but we choose not to. And it's by policy, it's by design. It is America. This is what we are. And I was also convinced that along the way that capitalism can't be reformed. There are no band-aids along the way that will get rid of the problems that that it presents. Also, increasingly convinced of things, not just of capitalism, but of colonialism. I'm anti-colonialist. I'm anti-imperialist. I'm anti bigotry, etc. I'm pro indigenous, and I realize that, or really, at the very least, I believe that leftism isn't just anti-capitalism. It's all of those other sort of tent poles that are holding. I'm going with a different analogy. I'm going with the word drowning analogy. So these things are all like, you know, like pipes of sludge, you know, and we're drowning in the fucking sludge, and capitalism is one of the biggest pipes. And some of the pipes actually go into the other pipes. Anyways, that's the idea.
True. Yeah. Yo, that was very based. Damn. Yeah.
So I like right there, abolish. Like, like a year ago, I'm marching with BLM. People are marching with signs, defund, abolish the police. And I'm like, I don't know about that. I think so, maybe. But like now I'm like, let's fucking go. Like it sort of happened here on my channel as I'm watching the Noam Chomsky, as I'm watching Richard Wolff, as I'm watching our comrades just do their thing each day, including you, Anna. You're doing the good work.
You yeah. too, Dad. Seriously, yeah. respect yeah. for this. And yeah, like, so have you done a lot of unionizing or like organizing and stuff?
No, I need to figure out where I fit in DSA and see what more boots on the ground shit I can do. Or if I just want to convince myself that I just should just stay entirely online and be supported this way. I don't know. I'm torn, honestly.
That's true.
I did go to a DSA like general chapter meeting and I had an experience. There were like 400 people there. It was like a Zoom meeting. It was insane.
Wait, oh my God, me too.
Yeah.
So maybe we're at the same Zoom meeting, because I also recently joined DSA and it was pretty much just that Zoom meeting. And like, yeah. it's really hard to organize in a quarantine.
So
or like in a pandemic.
Right. Yeah.
Still learning.
I'm sort of hoping to find like a good, a corner of DSA where I fit. I just don't know. It'll take some time. Or maybe I'm just like a monthly supporter of them with my money. Like take my money and do yeah. good things with it, I hope.
Yeah. It's a work in progress. And yeah, that definitely sure. helps. And like even being on I know like a lot of people downplay downplay the effect of kind of online bread tubers or like streamers and the work they do through streaming. But I actually think that these people are so like content creators are very much, or leftist content creators are very much necessary. I see a lot of importance in trying to spread the word of leftism on the internet, especially since like the right pretty much took over all of YouTube for like mm-hmm. half a decade, just a few years ago. So I see the importance in, even if you were to just stream every day and that's like all you do.
I enjoy it. I do take a day off each week. Do you take a day off, Anna? You said for 2 months you streamed every day without a day off?
Oh, now, yeah, now I do take 2 days off because I just have classes lined up all day. Oh, I've managed to stuff all my classes into 2 days of the week.
Yeah.
So
you're Did you mention this? You're also a full-time student or a student here?
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
Holy shit.
It's because I haven't been on campus in so long. I forget a little. But yeah, also a full-time student.
Yeah. What are you studying?
I am trying to double major in actuarial science and economics.
What was the first thing you said?
Actuarial science. It's like basically risk management, like statistics, okay. math, data type of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurts my brain a little. I'm still thinking about it because like the more math classes I take, the less I understand and it hurts.
Yeah, same. I wasn't into the mathematics. All right, Anna. Well, here's the thing. We have time. I have as much time as you have for me, is what I'm trying to say. Anna, do you have time to talk about what's grinding your gears? So we could talk about whatever you want to talk about now.
I do have time. Okay, so what is grinding my gears?
Yeah.
Just any about anything in the world?
Yeah, news or anything that's like recent or just anything. This could be history. This day in 1950, I don't care.
What really grinds my gears as well. Sorry, stunlocked. This is a very normal thing. I just get stunlocked.
No worries.
Well, there are a lot of things, you know. The cops be grinding my gears. System be grinding my gears. People just doing a little too much. Like, okay, every single day I feel like I go on Twitch and like something, there's like a new drama. I can never catch up. That kind of like grinds my gears a little, not gonna lie.
I hope you avoid it. I hope you get to avoid it, dude.
My best to just steer away from it.
I thought I did too, but yeah.
Chat always likes to know me. That also really grinds my gears.
They're trying to like ask too much personal info?
No, it's like they send a video and it's just a gnome. It's kind of like a Rickroll. Do you know what I'm talking? That's literally all they do. My content suggestions on Discord is just like three gnome videos straight.
Yeah.
It's really bad. Dan, please help me out of this.
I'm honestly, like, I sort of want one of them to gnome me, but oh, I locked down my chat.
Be careful.
Yeah. What they got a sub. For? They got a sub to my channel to drop a link in my chat. It's just
That's based. All right, go. Actually, everyone should sub to Dan right now. Look at this amazing work he's doing.
Just to gnome right? me.
Exactly, and you get to gnome him on the way.
I have to release my my terrorist cat.
Come on. Ask her, Noam Chomsky. Her. Wait, what does that mean? Hello, Mr. Right. Green Dead. I'm talking to your chat. Your chat is so wholesome.
My chat is really pretty nice. Yeah.
Your chat asks for permission to gnome you. My chat does not care.
Like, please, I sort of want to be gnomed just so I will know.
All right, I will send you a gnome right after this.
Okay.
Wait, are you interviewing someone after or?
No, it was actually pushed to tomorrow. I totally forgot. So we don't have a hard stop. Yeah, we can just ignore it. But when you got to go, you got to go. And I understand that too. What else? I sort of skipped through if you had any other questions for me. Oh, and any other questions from my chat for Anna. And I can pass those on to you. I think you just said you were looking. Please just literally ignore every question you don't want to answer. And that's just a streamer tip from me to you.
That is true. I need to stop reading every single message. That is actually my downfall. I try to read every single message because I don't want anyone to feel bad if their message is skipped. I ended up reading a lot of bad stuff.
Do you have Chatterino?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have the thing where it'll like highlight your name if they use it, right?
Yeah.
I definitely sort of do this thing where I'm like, all right, if they don't highlight my name, I'm way better just sort of ignoring it. Just like Hassan.
Really?
Yes. He skips over all of those. He the only ones that he clicks are the ones that are highlighted with his name. Otherwise, he skips everything. Really? He just assumes they're talking with each other with emotes and dumb shit. Otherwise, he skips
that
it all.
That is true.
Yeah.
What I do, okay, sometimes though, if there's a lot of highlights, my brain kind of skips over the highlights for some reason. God.
It can't get over.
Yeah, so I end up like ignoring the highlights.
And then you.
It's like a downfall. I just see it as like a blank space.
It can't be fixed. I don't know. I found that to be a little bit helpful, but yeah, it can be like, oh my God, so many over highlights, so many things I have to read at that point. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. My voice like starts hurting at the end of stream. I'm just reading everybody. Yeah.
Okay, so let me see if they're favorite tortillas. What the fuck? Why are they asking about your favorite tortillas?
Oh my god. They're okay. Oh, okay. I already redacted the statement that I like bananas and tortillas, basically. Is the issue that I get memed about, but it's actually good and they just don't give it a chance. It's like this carb balanced tortilla from Mission. Do you know what I'm talking about? You kind of put like Laughing Cow cheese on it and you just put a whole banana in it. And like, I've given up this fight because I just cannot win it. So I've redacted the recipe and I just pretend it doesn't exist.
Bananas, tortillas, and what? What's?
Just a Laughing Cow cheese.
Cheese?
It's like a very creamy cheese.
All right. All right. Okay. I'll just say okay. How about that?
Do you like peanut butter?
I like peanut butter.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's kind of a little savory part of the peanut butter banana sandwich. No, you know what? I redacted this recipe, so I don't know what Chad's talking about, actually. Sorry.
Okay. All right. I'll just cut that from... Okay. Wow. That was off the charts. I'd never would have imagined anything like that. Do you really enjoy that, though?
Yeah.
You'll like make that.
What do you mean? Do I actually make that? If I didn't... I don't know what this recipe is. I don't know why anyone would eat that. It's such a trash.
How about this question? Sounding. When was the last time you didn't make that?
The last time I didn't make that?
Yeah, because you wouldn't.
I haven't had one today yet.
It's sort of like almost every day kind of thing. Every other kind of day. Holy moly. Okay.
Yeah.
Hypothetically speaking, of course. Okay. Yes. Wow.
Yeah, hypothetically.
Okay.
In my dream.
So that's like a thing. That's like a thing in your chat. Everyone roasts you for the banana thing.
I've redacted it. That doesn't happen.
It's not a thing. Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, Anna, I will say, not because I want to kick you off or anything. I will say just because this is a nice time to end the chat, sort of silly, funny moment here. And you've been such a wonderful... I'm sorry?
Such a wholesome time.
Such a wholesome time. That's exactly what we're aiming for. We've invited you here in the spirit of building leftist unity, strength, and power. In that spirit, you've been a great guest. You're such a wonderful person to get to hang out with. I see very much why you shot to partners status so quickly. We're all so fucking proud of you, comrade. And I just got to say thanks again for being with me today. You've been wonderful.
Thank you for having me.
Yay.
This is a very great vibes. Thank you so much.
All right, Anna. We hope to, I don't know, bring you back on next time. See what's, what seeds we've planted, what's grown, etc. Otherwise, thank you so much again. Peace and solidarity, comrade.
Peace and solidarity.
All right, next time. Oops. That's okay. Don't worry about it. You didn't break it. I broke it. That was Anna the Nugget. Yeah. Oh, that was fun. That was fun. Anna's great. Hey, listener. You just heard an episode of Leftist and Chill, the show you never knew you didn't need but still can't live without, the podcast version. Content like this is only made with the support of listeners like yourself. Please support at patreon.com/idansimpson today.